today I have Michelle Whelan from Discover Boyne Valley. Thanks for joining me, Michelle.
Hi, Michelle. Yeah, delighted to be on your podcast. It's great.
Great. And, you know, just for the listeners, I mean, we all kind of presume everybody knows where the Boyne Valley is. Can you tell us exactly the area that you cover?
Yeah, so it's just north of Dublin. It's Meath and South Louth. So it's along the River Boyne. You probably know some of the towns, Slane, Navan, Trim, Drogheda, Kells, and around kind of Dunboyne, Enfield. So that's the area, very historical area, really interesting place. I'm sure you know parts of it very well.
I do, of course. I do, being an ex-art teacher, I loved bringing students up to Newgrange, which is one of the most fantastic historic sites in the world. And we are so lucky to have it in Ireland.
Oh, we're so lucky. One of three UNESCO World Heritage Sites. And as my kids keep saying, it's older than the pyramids of Egypt. Yeah, so yeah, absolutely. we're really proud to have it. Yeah, it's brilliant.
Yeah. And what else? I mean, Newgrange is obviously, you know, up there, one of the top highlights. What are other highlighted sites that you would recommend people get to see?
Yeah, so I suppose very close to Newgrange, then you have the Battle of the Boyne site, which is you've history from the 5,000 years then right up to like 1690 with the Battle of the Boyne site. And you have Old Bridge House, and there's lovely walks around, a lovely coffee shop. And say if one of our newest walks is the Boyne Valley Camino. So you could actually start in Drogheda. I did it with a friend maybe 2 years ago, and it's 25 kilometres. So you could do your first 25 kilometres of your Camino in the Boyne Valley and get your stamp, you know, and do your remaining 75 kilometres.
Sorry for interrupting. Do you mean the actual official, like Santiago de Compostela Camino?
Yeah, that's it.
Wow, Michelle.
Yeah, so you have to do 100 kilometres to do your proper Camino. You could do 25 kilometres in the Boyne Valley and then do the remaining 75 there. So, yeah, really good. So you start and draw to come out to the Battle of the Boyne, then walk as far as Old Mellifont Abbey. There's a whole route marked out for it, and there's a map on our website on discoverboynevalley.ie. So really good. Yeah, that's one of the highlights, definitely. I really enjoyed it when I did it.
Oh, great. And is there anything like especially for families that you'd call a highlight?
Yeah, well, I suppose everyone knows Tato Park, Ireland's only theme park. So, yeah, great fun, especially for the teenagers and younger, because they have the zoo as well. So the roller coaster is such fun. I'm terrified of heights, but I did it when they first opened. They put me right at the very front. So lots of thrills there. And now they have their Lemur enclosure, so you can walk along with all the little animals. And then you have the birds of prey, which I love. Yeah, so really good fun, like in Tato Park. But there's loads of other things for families to do. Like if you have young children, then there's BY's Nature Trail, and it's just near Trim Castle, and they have a lovely walking trail. You learn all about the bees and the pollinators, and just close by, as I said, Trim Castle, 12th century castle, and you get a tour right up to the top. Fantastic views over Trim. And Trim is a beautiful town, Michelle. You've probably been there as well.
Sure, it is. It is. And of course, anyone who's a fan of that incredible movie, epic movie Braveheart, will know that a lot of it was filmed there.
Yeah, Mel Gibson, big fan of of Trim Castle. So yeah, it's lovely. Like there's just lovely cafes, lovely walks around the town, and then Boyne Valley Activities is in the town, so you could hire kayaks and go along the River Boyne, and he also does a historical tour, so you can learn about the history of the town and the castle from the river, which is really nice.
That's a lovely idea. I often, whenever kayaking is available, I always say yes please. I took some little trips in the Hidden Heartlands 2 years ago.
Oh, fabulous. Lovely, yeah.
But I've done it in cities as well, like in Spain and Thailand, of course, and different countries around the world. Kayaking is one of the most relaxing things you can do, and it's a wonderful family activity, isn't it?
Great family, yeah.
Being on the water.
One. We've another one over beside the Battle of Boyne that I mentioned. It's Boyne Boats, and he does a trip on a naval curragh, which is really nice for families too. And he talks about the myths and legends. It's really good. And he hires his boats to the Game of Thrones. So he tells you all the stories from the Game of Thrones. So that's really good fun too. Yeah.
And of course, people might overlook the fact that you also have a beach in Boyne Valley. Yes. You have.
Right.
How many miles of strand have you?
Oh my God, I actually don't know, but so it stretches right up into Loud. So it's, you have Laytown, Beddystown, Mornington, right up into Claverhead, and close to the Glide Inn as well. It's a lovely restaurant up there, so you can have lovely food and sit out and look at the sea. So really nice, yeah.
No, we are spoilt. It is a gorgeous region. And is there anything new that is that has been stalled over the last year, or anything that had just opened before the first lockdown that
just last week or just recently we launched the Royal Canal Greenway. So
I saw that on the news. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. So it's 130 kilometres and it passes through County Meath, through Enfield, Longwood and the Hill of Down. So that's a really nice one for families, couples, anybody really. Just hire a bike or bring your own bikes and take a lovely cycle. And it's a lovely, gentle cycle, you know, so you can cover a lot of ground very quickly.
Yeah, and people are really getting out and enjoying the great outdoors. And
it's lovely
that, you know, you've got great accessibility then with bikes and walks. That's excellent. And you do have a new website, don't you, I found?
Yeah, we do, discoverboynevalley.ie. And yeah, if you go onto that and you'll find lots of really good itineraries. We've itineraries on the outdoors, as you said, like everyone wants to get out and do a bit of walking. We've itineraries on family fun, on wellness, on food. We've great food in the Boyne Valley.
Oh, yes. So. Oh, tell me about the food producers and give me an example of some stuff to do on the food itinerary.
Yeah, we've lots of really good stuff. So say, for example, around Slane, we've the Slane Food Circle. So you could start at Rock Farm Slane. They have an organic farm and they will be doing their farmer's market when things open up every Thursday. And then you also have Newgrange Oil, which is very close. And you could do a tour of Boyne Valley Farmhouse Cheese. And also of Cockagee Cider. So you could fit all that into one day, which is great.
Cider. I love the idea of organic, you know, homegrown cider like that. That sounds great.
Yeah, lovely. We've actually a lot of drinks around the area, crafts drinks. So Listoke Gin School is the first gin school in Ireland, which is really good fun. If you have a group of friends, definitely recommend it. And
I even know in my own yacht club here in Howth, they make their own gin, but they make it in Listoke, I believe. They go up there and they have their ingredients they use. So
that's right. Pick your own botanicals and make it and bring home your own bottle. It's really good. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So yeah. And then Slane Distillery is really interesting. Like they've a really beautiful tour. They've just restored all the buildings and it's right next door to Slane Castle and part of Rock Farm as well. So and actually you can hire electric bikes and cycle all around the estate. So lots of fun stuff to do.
That takes the pain out of travelling when you have an electric bike. And what about with food, what about with children, you know, for itineraries? There is a lot going on, isn't there, for families?
There's a lot. You've got Causey Farm. They're doing their ice cream adventure this summer. So it's all based on a dairy farm and you can go along, see all the little animals, eat ice cream. What's not to love about ice cream? So blow bubbles and play games and puzzles. And yeah, it's all out in the fresh air, out in the outdoors. So yeah, that'll be really good fun.
Oh, that's great for the little ones.
Yeah, really good for little ones. Yeah.
Yeah. And I think you also have glamping, don't you? I know that Rock Farm,
glamping and Lockroom Megalithic Centre over near the Old Castle, they both do glamping. So yeah, that's a really good fun thing to do, something a bit different. And then while you're over at Lockroom, you can have a look at the Lochrue Cairns as well. And there's Lochrue Gardens, which is close by, and they do a fairy trail. So that's really good for the little ones as well. Like just, and even multi-generational, you want to bring the grandparents and, you know, just they give you the clues and you have to solve the puzzle and go around and find the fairies and all that.
Right. Well, that's a lovely idea. That's absolutely, oh my goodness. It sounds like there's an awful lot to do, but you've made it easy for people when they can just go on your website then and see the itineraries. So I think that's really good planning.
Just have a look at that, and it makes it a lot easier to kind of plan out your holiday, and you can stay in one of the nice towns locally, like Slane, Trim, Kells, Drogheda and Avon, I was mentioning. So, you know, there's loads to do. Yeah.
Because, you know, Ireland's Ancient East, I think, is a great idea. It kind of makes it clear for everybody that this is an area steeped in heritage and history along the east coast of Ireland, running all the way down to Waterford, you know, and all the way up to Monaghan. So I think it's great that, you know, you've really pinpointed your area perfectly. And I'm not going to stop without saying you also have got fabulous Monaster Boyce, which is a wonderful area with a round tower and high crosses as well,
right. Monaster Boyce is lovely, and there's guides there during the summer, so you can get a guided tour of the high crosses. There's the finest high crosses in Ireland there. So yeah, like you said, Michelle, really good on history and heritage. Like Bruna Bonia now has their new visitor exhibition, so I'm just dying to go back up and see it. It just closed, or it just opened, it launched just before the lockdown, so it's really amazing, really, really modern, you know. So, and then you go over and see Newgrange after seeing the exhibition. So yeah,
there's going to be lots to see and do this summer when we can go travel through around different counties. Michelle, you've given me food for thought. I really want to escape up there now. Absolutely. And, you know, you do give away a terrific prize on the Elaine Show. So I'll get any listeners to just look up the Instagram page for the Elaine Show. This week we were chatting about it, and check tomorrow's Irish Daily Mail, because there'll be more about the Discover Boyne Valley website and what people can do. Thanks so much for your time, Michelle. It's great chatting with you.
It's my pleasure. Thank you.